News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
The 45th president of the United States is sworn in, President Trump, in his inauguration speech, hitting on some of the same themes he talked about during his campaign, including jobs.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Some demonstrations turning violent in downtown D.C., a senior law enforcement official telling Fox three D.C. Metro police officers were hurt while trying to contain protesters.
There's almost a different theme down every street. In front of me now, some opposed to Mr. Trump's immigration policy. While a block over, you'll find several feminist groups. There's even a llama out here.
Fox's Kevin Rincon. And 10 people have been rescued from the hotel hit by an avalanche in central Italy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Kind of the calm in between the storms today. Mostly cloudy, another warm day, high 78, a few spotty showers here and there. Tonight, a new round of showers and storms arrive late tonight in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning. Potentially severe again, low 62. Then later on Saturday into Sunday, thunderstorms, some of which could be possibly severe, breaking out in the afternoon hours on Saturday into Saturday night and Sunday morning. Damaging winds, large hail, and possible tornadoes. Low Saturday night, 60. Sunday's high, 66. Stay on top of all the watches and warnings. We have push notifications on our new weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police in Butler County are searching for three black males who robbed an elderly woman. She was driving on County Road 50 when the three suspects stopped their vehicle in the middle of the road. She stopped her vehicle to avoid a collision. The three jumped out and robbed her at gunpoint. Governor Robert Bentley said he wouldn't support Donald Trump during the presidential primaries, but has changed his mind, apparently. He's attending Trump's inauguration today. Bentley says he's now excited to see Trump as president. The Montgomery Public School System received a letter from State Superintendent Michael Sentence. The letter from Sentence listed chronic underperformance, low graduation rates, high absentee rates, and physical deficiencies. MPS now has two options: to allow the state to come in and take over, or send them a plan on how they will fix the problems. If they do that, the state board can still vote to take over the system. That vote likely will take place in February. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals. Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. We'll show you all available rentals from VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Panama City Beach, San Diego, Gulf Shores, Aspen, and international spots like Barcelona, Montreal, and Bora Bora. That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
During the Home Depot's Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event, save on a Home Depot exclusive, the Pfister Venturi Widespread Bath Faucet, for a new lower price, just $119. Its sleek brushed nickel finish and contemporary lines look great when it's turned off, but it looks even better on when its unique spout delivers water in an elegant ribbon pattern. The Pfister Venturi Faucet, now just $119, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Valid through March 9th.
Another year begun, 12 months passed of bad rhymes. It could be the worst of times, and yet it is not. Another ad reminding you of the goods we have to sell. Items actually that are very good, with great service to boot, which is really all we have anyway. Service to you, the ones who pay the bills. Grateful we are, without you or we are done. So gird up your loins and listen to this. Sales are plenty at this time of year, so get online to see what we've got, and then mosey on down to the lot to see what we've got for you. At Kia and Dodge and Chrysler and Jeep and Ram Truck and Fiat and Infiniti too. Discounts are big, rebates are plenty at Brubaker Motors and Brubaker.com in Montgomery and Prattville. Hundreds to choose from just for you. To the Eastern Bypass you fled to trade out your sled. At Brubaker Motors, a better place to buy, you said. Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, truck, Fiat, Kia, or Infiniti 2. Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors to you.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump takes the oath of office.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer slammed the incoming president's cabinet picks, calling them a swamp of billionaires and bankers.
Every day, a major ethical lapse among the nominees for the cabinet.
Steven Mnuchin, picked to head the Treasury Department, faced questions about $100 million in offshore assets he hadn't disclosed.
Paul McCartney is suing Sony ATV Music Publishing to reclaim the copyright to old Beatles songs he wrote and co-wrote with John Lennon.
President Obama just shortening the sentences of more than 300 drug offenders in what may be his last major act as president.
The number of people filing first-time jobless claims took another bump down last week. The Labor Department first-time applications for unemployment fell by 15,000 to 234,000.
The Oakland Raiders filed the paperwork for their move to Vegas.
Western Union is agreeing to pay $586 million as part of a settlement with the federal government.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
7 degrees outside. We have a brand new president. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Stock market is up 67 points. President Obama is making a remarks of Joint Base Andrews in the VIP lounge. Know exactly where that is. 272-9228, 1-800-289-9228. Want to hear your comments about the inauguration and particularly the speech. I thought Trump did a very good job. But here's another thing. How are you feeling about this? Callers that call in today, want to get in a drawing. We're going to do a $50 gift certificate for a Preparatory Steak and Wine because I want you guys to celebrate and enjoy the weekend here. So what did you think, Joey?
I thought the speech was Trump. It wasn't trying to be somebody else. I thought it was pretty straightforward. Not too many frills, to the point. America first. Here's the basic things we're going to do. We're going to give power back to the people. I thought the beginning was strong. Trump didn't win based on, frills and over the top, poetic oratory. He won because he was one of the best orators in modern American history of speaking the average man's language. I think we saw that. And I thought the whole ceremony was done quite well with the handoffs, the rapport between what it seemed like between Obama and Trump. It's a good day in that sense. I was worried that something might happen with all the news we were seeing, and nothing did come to pass that was wrong or violent. So that is very good news, and we will see.
I thought it was an outstanding speech, short, to the point, very, very easy to follow, very easy to understand, hit some great points about America and our role in the world and what we're going to do in America first. I'm sure some progressives took exception to that. I thought the prayers were interesting, too, that the rabbi and the ministers did. Hmm. I did notice that Ivanka, where everybody else was bowing their head, Ivanka was kind of checking everything out there. So I don't know. That was kind of strange. But a great day, and Donald Trump did a really good job. I'm not sure if he did the short speech because he wanted to keep it on message and he didn't want to be wandering and make sure that he got it right. But the speech text was outstanding. That spoke to America.
Well, and it looks like Trump is already attending a signing ceremony. Now, is some of this sort of formal process? He's saying put in the Secretary of State, put in the Secretaries of Defense and whatnot?
Right. This is he goes to this room and he's doing the family photo here, and he's going to sign that he's accepting being President of the United States.
Okay.
And then it's a proclamation, I believe, that he is the President of the United States. And then he's going to go out to the Capitol Rotunda, where there will be a luncheon. And then from the luncheon, they will marshal the bands together. He'll get in his car, drive down Pennsylvania Avenue in the parade route. They normally stop somewhere, and they'll normally pick three predetermined areas, and then he will go and walk those areas. He'll probably get out, and Jimmy Carter was the first one to do that. And he'll get out and walk, and which is going to be pretty interesting to see the entire family do it, or if it's just going to be he and his bride. His bride, by the way, is stunning. She is. She didn't have to say a thing. Her poise there was absolutely amazing. I mean, I looked at her in the cross shot that they did when they did a cross shot of the presidents to him, and she. I was going like, man, this is a couple here. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and go to East.
I hope I'm the first caller of the new president.
You are.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, not only did Donald Trump give a good speech, and I mean that not just because he's my bent or whatever, but I mean, it was a good speech, very Reagan-esque. He's not Ronald Reagan, but he did a good job. Those were things that we needed to hear. But your young man, Joey Clark, did a great job of color commentary on the previous show, and I've got to give him props. I thoroughly enjoyed your representation on the inauguration.
Well, thank you.
And you did a great job.
Really appreciate it. We are everybody's having fun today. I'm pretty zen about everything right now. We'll see what happens. I'm going to give the guy a chance.
We'll do that, and I still don't know what to do with protesters to set their own signs on fire.
Did you see the thing where the guy got hit in the back of the head?
Yes.
That was they had the picture on Drudge, but you look at the video of that, that guy got clobbered.
Well, he's actually that guy, I believe, Mr. Alsup. He's actually friends with a lot of, young conservatives and libertarians I know who all know that guy. I mean, I actually have friends, people I've interviewed who were at the deplorable.
Dinged that guy. I wouldn't have dinged. That was incredible.
Listen, these guys, they want to save the planet. They're burning their own sun. Many of them were this corrugated plastic stuff. And then peace, love, and bang, he gets hit in the back of the head. I mean, these guys are losers. We're going to be winners. I'm excited about it. I think it was great. I would love to hear the speech taken apart a little later on, bit by bit, just as he gave it. I mean,
we've got it queued up. We want to do that once we kind of get to that point in here, but I think that's a good point, East. East, you want me? You want in on the door? You got it, baby. Let me go to Ethel. Ethel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, hang on just a sec.
Sure.
I had to take
it. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm back. I wanted to say Melania Trump was just stunning.
Oh, no, that's what I was just saying. She is so poised and so beautiful, but she was... I was going like that. She is so just has so much style.
She does. And last night I looked at her gown. Now women like to just look to see what people are wearing.
So do men. Sorry. different
thing. That's true. But she was stunning last night. But do you know I did not hear one? And I look at ABC and NBC just to see what the opposition are having to say. But I did not hear one say how beautiful she looked today.
I noticed the exact same thing, and here's the deal. Do you remember when Michelle Obama came out, how they went crazy over how gorgeous she was and her cannons that she had? And they did not even mention one thing about her, and she was exquisite.
She was, and I hate it for her, but you know what? She's got it going, and the family's got it going, and they're going to get a lot of omissions from anything, but they just need to hold their head high. But I'm thinking, you want to know why Middle America doesn't trust you? It's because of that crap. Ray Charles could have seen that she was gorgeous. And they never said a word.
Yeah, because what that would be is that, you know, you'd be doing something nice for Republicans. It's really kind of funny how awkward it is. They're sitting around this table, and Donald Trump's signing these papers, and there's Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and there's a little bit of awkwardness over there on the right-hand side.
Well, I hope he can bring America together. You know, Tom Brokaw left a bad taste in my mouth when President Obama was elected, and he said, I know those rednecks all across America, and they despise this time. And he still doesn't get it. He thinks we are the enemy. And it is so sad that they look down on Middle America like they do.
Yep. Ethel, do you want in for the drawing?
Sure.
You got it, my dear. You have got it. Red Top coming back to you. Dan Morris Show right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sinclair's East.
Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's is the place for Sunday brunch.
Well, I'm there just about every Sunday. I try to be. It's a fun lunch for me because I see a lot of people I don't get to see.
Sinclair's Sunday brunch has exactly what you want.
We got a pretty neat little brunch menu that's got a lot of different egg dishes on it. We've got about 9 different ways we do. We also do a basic scrambled egg breakfast. We call it traditional breakfast. That's pretty popular.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We also offer a meat and three, or we offer our regular menu that they can order sandwiches or burgers or steaks or whatever they want. We've got fried chicken every Sunday, and we do different vegetables every week. Get a meat and three. We do all of our salads and all of our burgers and all of our steaks and anything else they want off the menu.
Get there early. Sunday brunch is very popular.
Starting at 11 o'clock is when we officially open, but we usually open the doors a few minutes earlier.
Sinclair's is the place for Sunday brunch. Sinclair's East, Vaughn Road at Taylor.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee. So go see Tip Tames and the Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard or call 420-9900 today. Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
The Dan Morris Show.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got the nerve to take it. 272-9228, that's where we are. You Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I am feeling so good. Whenever I saw that helicopter take off with our former president, it's like 1 million pounds was taken off my shoulders.
There you go. So you're feeling pretty good, huh?
Feeling great. I thought the speech was excellent, very much down to business and to the point, no more, no less, and that's really what I like about it. And I think Ivanka, I think the press is scared to death. Melania, I think the press is scared to death of her. She's got a strong, stern look, wouldn't you say, guys?
I tell you what, I thought she looked great. I thought she looked like $1 million, and I cannot wait to see him at the balls tonight.
She sure did in that blue, and she has really got a stern face. And you can tell this lady means business. I don't think they're going to mess with her a whole lot, do y'all?
Well, I don't know. I guess with any woman with a knife in her hand, it can be dangerous.
And Barron.
She's got so much class.
Well, isn't it true that Melania is going to focus more on taking care of the kids?
Yeah.
And Ivanka's actually going to be more like what first ladies have done recently.
Ivanka right now is going to be in the first lady's office, which is in the East Wing.
Yeah, that's fine, and I think that's a very good decision. I think Barron, poor guy, the camera was on him almost the whole inauguration. So I was picturing myself.
That's Son Barron, by the way. Go ahead.
Yes, Son Barron. And I think of myself being 12. How old is Barron? Isn't he 12 or 13?
I think that's right.
Think of yourself, a 12-year-old boy standing up there with all that going on. That's got to be so intense for that young man, I'll tell you.
Well, I think that what he's doing is he's got the confidence that a young man that age normally does not have.
Yes, he seems to be pretty straightforward and stern, a lot like his mama. It's interesting looking at the three and the expressions on their face and everything. It's very refreshing. I think the folks in Washington are scared to death. All the chit-chat afterward was just about what I expected from the old crows in the media, but they're outdated. And I think we have a new era of media, and of course Donald Trump's already had his first tweet, so I'm glad he didn't wait too long. How about you guys?
Red Top, do you want in on the drawing?
Oh, I would love it, man, because that last T-bone I got from there was heaven on earth. So put me in, bro. I'm ready.
You got
roll
it,
Tide, buddy. Go Trump.
You got it, my friend. You got it. 272-9228. First-time callers, by the way, if you are a first-time caller, let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Pepper Tree Steak and Wine gift basket. Two great steaks, two choice-baked potatoes, and one
fabulous bottle of wine.
I am just now getting, Chase had mentioned this, but now it's official, that Chase Brown of Benegier, for being elected to the Alabama, he's been elected to the Alabama Restaurant and Hospitality Association Board of Directors for a 2-year term. So for me and the Dan Morris Show to Chase and Company, congratulations, Chase. I'm going to see him this weekend. I think we're going tomorrow night there. And looking forward to that. Always a good time at Vintage here. Barack is still enjoying himself. I guess
there's Jeff Sessions on the TV screen. He's a little obscured by the gentleman sitting next to him, but there's Jeff sitting in the National Statuary Hall in the Capitol building, right?
Yeah, so normally in the where the rotunda is, where you walk out from the Statuary Hall is.
Yeah, I remember taking the tour.
Yep, been there, done that. Sean Spicer, who has done a very, very, very good job, he was on this morning kind of making the rounds, and what we want to do is kind of pick up with Sean Spicer and moving forward in the Trump administration.
I want to talk about tone of today. The speech that President Trump will give, his inaugural address, is one of those rare speeches that goes right from the podium into the history books. So talk to me about the tone of it. Will it be optimistic? Will it be healing? How can you describe it?
I think it will be optimistic. It'll be visionary, but it's going to be philosophical. As Hallie said in her package, this is going to be not necessarily an agenda, but a discussion about the proper role of government, the role of the citizenry, how we can move together as a country together to solve the problems that our country faces and the challenges, but as a united country.
President-elect Trump has said he didn't create the division in this country. It existed long before he came on the political scene. But when he becomes president, one of his jobs will be to try to heal that division. Will he have kind words for President Obama? Will he have kind words for Hillary Clinton, his opponent, in the general election?
But he already has kind words. If you listen to what we've discussed about President Obama, he has really enjoyed his conversations with him, getting to know him, and expressed his appreciation for the way that he, the First Lady, and so many of the others in the administration
what
have really helped.
Hillary Clinton?
I think he has said the same about her since then. He recognizes that he has became president. It's time to move on. The election ended on November 8th, and that we need to bring everyone together and move forward.
So bring everybody together and move forward. And now that when I heard this clip, it's different now that I've heard the speech. And he really did do that. He talked about what's America's role going to be. He went back into the history part of things. And, Spicer was nailing it with that. Let's go to the phones and go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard.
Hello, Dan. Joey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Good.
It is a great day for America.
Isn't it? Doesn't it feel different? Doesn't it feel, in a way, better?
It does. I've had, like, goosebumps for the last hour or so. It's fantastic. I tell you what, if you can't get fired up about this, your wood is wet, for sure.
This is true.
But I just wanted to say, through the whole election process, my 13-year-old daughter, she really got involved in following the whole thing this time. And we were sitting there the night of the election, and she kept going, "Dad, you don't seem worried. They keep saying that he's not going to win." And I was just sitting there as calm as could be, and I told her it was all because of you guys for giving me the straight news the whole time. I never had a doubt he was going to win, and it was all because you guys were bringing the truth to the airwaves. So I really appreciate you, Dad.
Mike, that's kind of you. It really, we're kind of looking back at the election and the way we were talking about it. We were very fortunate of how I think we pegged it pretty well here, but I really appreciate the kind words. Mike, would you like to be in for the drawing?
Absolutely, Dan. That sounds great.
Thanks, Mike. Give me your first letter of your last name.
D.
D?
D as in dog.
You got it. Oh, B.
All right, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you. Let's do this. I don't think I've got enough time because I want to, again, mention ASC Credit Union, sponsor of the Dan Morris Show. Thank you, ASC. You guys are absolutely amazing. Calvin Cherry and the whole group there, fabulous. We really appreciate you. If you want to be a sponsor, one of our sponsors to the Dan Morris Show get-together that we're doing, give me a call or hit me up at dan@danmorrisshow.com. We'd love to talk to you. It's a great value because you're going to get a lot of mentions on the air, but the main thing is you get plugged in with the audience. We've got some great plans for it. Dan Morris Show going to be back with Susan right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrot Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrot Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrot Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrot Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at parrotss.com.
Does your business find itself in a crunch when you're out of pre-printed forms? Have a trade show coming up and no brochures? Creating church bulletins needs a helping hand? Laser Copy is the River Region solution you've been looking for. Laser Copy has provided local businesses and churches with reliable printing solutions since 1986. Our proven method of scheduling your required printing prevents unnecessary work stoppages and delivers a superior product. In a pinch, we can produce on the fly using our in-house design department. Try us out. Take advantage of our Dan Morris Show listener-only special offer. Get 500 full-color trifold brochures for only $175. That's right, only $175. You provide your print-ready copy, mention the Dan Morris Show promo code DAN when placing your order, and get a free gift at order pickup. Call 334-358-3880 to order, or go to lasercopyinc.com to purchase online. 500 color trifold brochures for $175. Remember to mention that you are a Dan Morris Show listener.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
The 45th President of the United States is sworn in, President Trump, in his inauguration speech, hitting on some of the same themes he talked about during his campaign, including jobs.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Some demonstrations turning violent in downtown D.C., a senior law enforcement official telling Fox Three D.C. Metro police officers were hurt while trying to contain protesters.
There's almost a different theme down every street in front of me now. Some opposed to Mr. Trump's immigration policy. While a block over, you'll find several feminist groups. There's even a llama out here.
Fox's Kevin Rincon. And 10 people have been rescued from the hotel hit by an avalanche in central Italy. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru, Rich Thomas Weather.
Kind of the calm in between the storms today, mostly cloudy, another warm day, high 78, a few spotty showers here and there. Tonight, a new round of showers and storms arrive late tonight in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning, potentially severe again, low 62. Then later on Saturday into Sunday, thunderstorms, some of which could be possibly severe, breaking out in the afternoon hours on Saturday into Saturday night and Sunday morning, damaging winds, large hail, and possible tornadoes. Low Saturday night 60, Sunday's high 66. Stay on top of all the watches and warnings. We have push notifications on our new weather app. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. It's free.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Let's keep those calls coming in, folks. We'll get in for the drawing for the Baptistry Second Wine gift certificate. Let's go to Susan. Susan, welcome aboard.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good, Susan, and you?
Fine. I just wanted to tell you the two things that I got out of President Trump's speech.
Please.
First of all, his guiding principle, which is so ingenious and so simple, and that's America first.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be his guiding principle. And you think how freeing that is, because when you try to put other countries first or put your own agenda first, put everything but America first, think how complicated, confusing that is. But if you put America first in every decision, I think it's really going to make things a lot easier, a lot simpler. And number two,
thank you.
Number two, he gave us Americans a charge. And that is, he's giving the government back to us. We are to hold our representatives accountable for inaction and for not putting America first but their own agendas. There's no such thing, in my opinion, and I've always thought this, but, you know, we finally have a president that is in agreement with this. There's no such thing as a politician. There's only people up there representing us, and that even goes back to Alabama. The people that want to run for Jeff Sessions' seat or run for governor, you know, just because they've been in politics or just because whatever, you know, they've been around for a long time, does not qualify them. Are they going to put Alabama first? Are they going to put the American people first, the Alabamians first, or not? That's the only question. And if they don't, they don't even need to be running. And that goes back to Martha Roby. When she said out loud what she did about Trump, she knew her constituents. They were very much in favor of Trump. Was she putting America first in that decision? No. She was putting her own feelings ahead of what her constituents wanted, and we represent America. And I go back to say this, because when he started his speech, I kind of went back to work, because I don't know why. I thought he started off weak, but ended up strong. But he gave us a charge, and he told us what his guiding principle is. And we've got to hold these people accountable. He's giving it back to us. So when people call up and say, well, Dan, you need to do this, or you, no, uh-uh. Dan does what Dan knows what to do. These people have to hold their representatives accountable. And so I think, in, you know, when a speech is sometimes kind of real simple, you tend to forget how powerful it can be. So that's what I got out of it, and I thought it was very ingenious. And I'm happy.
Susan, I want to tell you, a very articulate telephone call.
Well, thank you, because I'm sitting here shaking.
Were you reading notes when you did that?
No, it's just something I've always felt. But it would always, well, let me just say, it would always make me mad. These people come in and say, well, Dan, you need to go look this up. Well, Dan, you need to do this. And I think, well, wait a minute. Why don't they do it for themselves? Because we the people, we've got to make the actions, not people out there. I mean, it's great to have leaders, and we need a leader. But at the same time, I mean, it's like, look what John Lewis and all these other people are doing. Are they doing, and this is where there's no room for racism. If you put America first in your decisions, there's no room for anything. You've got to work together. And so I thought, this was really, truly a great speech. It is clear. There's no, well, maybe this or maybe that. The world knows where we stand. And I think it's phenomenal.
Susan, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I really can't because I'm at work. And that is, hey, that does not speak for me. Now, you know, I do my job, but I just had to speak. You know, I've called, you know, my son's the one up there, you know, in the Secret Service, and I've called a few times about that. But I mean, but my opinion is, you know, you can't rely on other people. You've got to seek out the knowledge yourself, and you have to have action. I mean, even if you're 80 or 90 years old, you can lay in bed and pray, you know? You've got to quit looking to other people to do what we're expected to do for ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you can't rely on people, but there comes a point that you've got to do it. You've got to just have action, you know?
Susan,
I know
great.
That didn't speak very well, but no. Anyway, that's the two things I got out of it, and he laid it out, and so we have something to hold him accountable for. I mean, because we can always ask that one question, is he putting America first? But he nailed it on. He just nailed it when he was saying all these people with agendas, all these people with agendas putting themselves over their country and, you know, over me. And so anyway.
Good job, Susan.
Well,
you went in on the drawing?
Yes, I would.
Susan, you got it, girl. You ought to get two.
Okay.
Susan, give me a first letter of your last name.
T. T is in Tom.
Susan T at work today.
Okay.
Thanks for the telephone call. Let's go to the phones and go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How are you, Joey? I know you guys are doing great. What do you think? The media is going to be called out every single time they do something negative now on Twitter. I think that's a good thing.
Yes, it actually has added a new check to the check and balances world of the Fourth Estate.
I did like how he kind of ripped into Obama a little bit on his policies in a very nice way during his speech and separated.
Yeah, he basically tore up a Washington, D.C. establishment.
Right. Well, I deal with developers, and I've dealt with them for 30 years, and they're tough negotiators. Especially the builders around our area and the Tri-County area. They're smart, they're tough, and they don't put up with BS. So put a man in business that's accomplished something for himself, that's giving up money for the people, that says a lot. I'm just glad nobody decided to do anything stupid.
Me too. And it turned out a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I really thought there was going to be a problem. I'd actually spoken to a former Secret Service agent who is now a security consultant for them, and he was kind of telling me some of the things he was worried about. When I said talking, we were back and forth on Facebook. Jeff, would you like to get in on the drawing?
Absolutely. I'm the guy that tried to get you and Joey to bet me a stake that he was going to run before he even ran.
Don't remember that, but if you say so. Thanks, Jeff. Give me first letter or last name.
First and last name?
First letter of your last name.
S is in Sam.
Jeff S. All right, Jeff.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jeff. Let's go to Johnny R. Johnny R., welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Doing good.
I have a question for you, but first I would like to accept defeat. I don't know if you remember or not, but we had a little disagreement. I said that Obama was going to find a way to regain that seat. You said that was impossible, that it would not happen. I held my breath all the way up to the point that I heard, congratulations, Mr. President.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're happy with that.
I am. And I accept the defeat of intellect from the great Dan Morris.
Well, you know, you don't need to do that, Johnny R.
But my question for you is sure. And the reason I wanted to ask you this question is because I know you were with Reagan, and Reagan wasn't beaten with the liberal bat as badly as Trump was, but I know he did take quite a bit of scars during his campaign and presidency. As soon as as Trump's speech was over, CNN started in on him. They said that it was a very dark speech. He's saying the same things that he was saying during his campaigns. He was very unprofessional to the members. To me, I think that Trump had that whole thing planned. He was sitting in front of them saying, I'm not changing anything I said during my campaign. I'm still coming after you. I'm still going to do this the way it's supposed to be done. And I'm not coward enough to say it, to not say it to your face. I'm standing in front of you saying it. My question is, when will the media back off? Will that ever happen?
The only way they're going to back off is if the public gets so furious with them that they start losing huge market share. And they've lost a lot of market share, but that's not their big revenue producer right now.
I know that with Reagan.
Uh-oh, lost Johnny R.
I've got him in the drawing, even though we didn't ask.
Johnny R., call back if you'd like. 272-9228, 1-800-289-9228. Another one, and Johnny R. brought up a point that the media is still going to do what they're doing. They're going to sit there and just criticize. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. And what we're looking for is, will they start losing share in their network news ratings to the point that they wake up with this? But they are so institutionally progressive liberal that I don't think they can help themselves. I don't think that they can direct a kind of a narrative that is fair and balanced. I don't think they're capable of doing that. And the public is going to get a little mad at them, I believe. Now, particularly when they overshoot something, they call something that Trump did something that's not what he did. I think it's interesting when we get into these news stories that they're not doing a lot of these cabinet members. They're basically doing Defense Intelligence Agency and Department of Defense, and they're only approving those today. They're not doing Pompeo. They're going to do Pompeo on Monday. They did not do Sessions, and I know Sessions people thought Sessions was going to go this morning. They thought that 2 days ago, and that changed. 272-9228, Dan Moore Show. TGIF. Nope. Inaugural Day. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best. And Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available, too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Now for the day edition of the Dan Morris Show. Man, so much stuff going on here. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to our good friend, Old Navy. Old Navy, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm celebrating. My wife and I have a special dinner tonight. And we set some fireworks off. And just like the combination 4th of July and your birthday.
I like that. I did not realize how many people are doing this. I guess I should have done the dinner tonight instead of on Wednesday night.
We couldn't go on Wednesday because we had a church commitment.
Yeah, that was a mistake on my part. I mean, I've got people that are sending me pictures from the Capital City Club. There's supposed to be a whole bunch of people at the Capital City Club that are celebrating, and they're doing a toast of champagne. Also, I've got to show Joey this. But go ahead while I look this up.
Well, I was impressed with how many times he referenced God in his speech.
Yeah, there you go.
And I could just hear the ACLU and the other organizations just cringing. But I can't believe how Obama continues to try and steal the stage.
Yeah, he can't. I'm not sure we're ever going to be able to get him to let go here.
Well, if the press would just stop publishing his face, that would help.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath of that one, Old Navy.
Yeah.
Hey, how's our good friend Pat doing?
What's that?
How's Pat doing?
Pat's doing okay. I took him up some beef brisket last night, and he even got his wife to eat a couple pieces, so that was a good thing.
You tell him I said hi, and if he's listening, Pat, I want you to call him, buddy. I want to talk to you. Old Navy, you went in for the drawing?
Yeah, please.
You got it, my friend. You have got it. Have fun tonight and tell Judy I said hi.
We'll do. Bye.
Thanks. Old Navy, and let's go to Ben. Oh, by the way, my brother just sent me a picture. My nephew and his wife are up at the inaugural, and so who do they run into but?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter got a picture with Jimmy. Jimmy? I love that. Let's go to Betsy. Betsy, welcome aboard. Hey, Betsy.
Yeah. I'm here.
How are you doing, Betsy?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought it was Joey coming back. I didn't know he put me on the air. I do have a question other than the firewood question. And that was the caller before last that was talking about the journalist education and when are they going to go right instead of left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll change until you change public education, since they've been indoctrinated for, the last two generations, further and further left. So until you change what they're learning coming up through school and the way history's taught, you're not going to get journalists that are going to lean that direction.
Yeah, and here's another problem is, and I hate to say this, but I was there, I saw it, I continue to see it. The media is so institutionalized because if you've got the guy that's at ABC, NBC, or CBS, who is the executive producer or the director of news, they come from an era of very progressive liberal newscasters, and that's what, and so they're looking for people that are like them. And
yeah, and I think I was looking today because I was trying to find that guy's, the firewood guy's name on Facebook, and that is you graduated from JD, so did I, and I think it was probably about the same time. But do you remember coming up through school when the political correctness first started getting, first it was just the disabled, and then it was, from height challenge to you couldn't say short,
mm-hmm.
but it got progressively worse, and as that changed all the way, starting in grade school, until it totally ate up, the graduate school level and undergrad level. I think the whole education system is that way.
Yeah, I had a discussion with somebody yesterday, is that the it's not only a poor education system, it's a poor wanting to really learn about something. And you've got a group of people that are pretty satisfied with not kind of educating you to what this country is really all about. They're more interested in educating you to what they think this country is all about.
Well, and I think the best example we've seen lately was yesterday. What, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? The Teachers Association that was having children protest.
Yep.
Children.
Yep.
Junior high and high. Taking them for a civics lesson to see how the country operates is one thing, but encouraging them to protest a particular ideology one way or another.
But that's the NEA, and that's the teachers' union, and that's big education.
And that's education.
Yeah. I mean, it is nuts. It is absolutely nuts. But they think that the smartest people on earth are teachers. They really believe that. And so they know everything we need to know, and so we're just if we'll just listen to them, everything will be fine.
And everybody from School of Sciences has always laughed at the School of Education.
Yep.
That was just my thought on it. But my real reason for calling was a friend of mine needed firewood and didn't have anybody dependable. And you were recommending somebody before it turned cold last time.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember who it was?
Actually, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you will email my web guy, Big John, I think you'll see his information on the website. We can check and see if we can get that to you, okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Oh, wait. Do you want in on the drawing, Betsy?
For two
pounds of cocaine.
You're funny.
Better known as Preparatory Steak and Wine gift certificate.
Well, I would, except that I'm not a first-time caller.
This is just for recalling today.
Oh, absolutely. Because the first time I called, I won a thing to the wine tasting thing.
Oh, yeah. That was good, wasn't it?
It was a couple years ago. Anyway, yeah, sure.
Okay, give me your first letter of your last name.
C.
You got that, Joey?
Yes.
Betsy, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Y'all have a great day. Celebrate good for everybody.
Ta-ta. Let's see. Let's go to Jim.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Jim.
Real quick, I just want to make one statement. First, can I say something, Dan? If you allow me to do this... You know, I live in Prattville. My little weenie dog got out last night. We can't find him.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody in Prattville sees a red dachshund with blue eyes, he's got a tag on. I don't have it. He's got his name on it, Bo, and he's got his veterinarian, you know, medal on there for a River Region vet.
Let's do this, Jim. What area in Prattville did you...
Right off Sheila Boulevard between McQueen Smith and Cobbs Ford Road.
Is that down where the Southern Orthopedic Surgeon's office is?
Yeah, that is near there. Yeah, it's off Terra, off Sheila Boulevard, which runs over to McQueen Smith, right in there behind the old shopping center there. It had the Kmart and all that stuff. There in Prattville, right off Cobbs Ford Road.
Okay, folks, let's do this again, Jim. Describe the dog and then give the people the area again.
Okay, it's a red dachshund with blue eyes, a male, name's Bo.
Okay.
It was off Sheila Boulevard between Cobbs Ford Road and McQueen Smith.
What's the area like over there? Is it very wooded?
No, just a lot of neighborhood there, right up there, Prattville Elementary School's over here, and just a lot of houses, a lot of neighborhood. I think one of your people that work down your station lives over here in this area.
Jay Scott?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, Jennifer, who is very familiar with the Humane Society, she suggested that you post on Facebook a lost and found page and then a lost report with the shelter.
Okay. But, I appreciate
but
it.
But on Facebook, there's a lost and found page.
Okay. Can I give my number? I don't care.
Absolutely.
328.
Wait. Let us copy it down for you in case somebody finds it, then they can call us for your number. Ready to copy, Joey? Let's go.
328-8779.
Out of curiosity, is the dog chipped?
Is he what? No, he's not. I wish he was. I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Lost and found, Pets of Prattville, Alabama, Facebook page. Do that and call the shelter.
One really thing real quick, Dan. The best thing I had today was watching that helicopter fading in the distance. Hallelujah.
Jim, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I want you to have a wonderful day. Guys, I'm up at the top of the hour break. Damn our show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.